We have the news now from Carla O'Brien.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand, Chris Hipkins, has expressed shock and sorrow over the mass shooting in Auckland, in which two people were killed and a male shooter died. At least six other people, including a number of police officers, were injured on a construction site in the central business district. The incident happened just hours ahead of the opening match of the Women's Soccer World Cup. Mr. Hipkins said the attack was not being seen as an act of terrorism and said the tournament would proceed as planned.
The government's spoken to FIFA organisers this morning and the tournament will proceed as planned. I want to reiterate that there is no wider national security threat. This appears to be the actions of one individual. Aucklanders and those watching around the world can be assured that the police have neutralised the threat and that they are not seeking anybody else in relation to the incident.
The Republic of Ireland are due to face Australia in their opening game of the Women's World Cup this morning. Kick-off in Sydney's Accor Stadium is at 11 a.m. Irish time. Paul O'Flynn reports.
After all the waiting, expectation and hype, the big kick-off is finally here. There's just hours to go now to the historic first appearance of an Irish women's team at the World Cup, and what an occasion it is. A clash against the hosts Australia in front of more than 75,000 fans in the same stadium where Sonia O'Sullivan won silver at the 2000 Olympics. Fans are already gathering and expectation is building. On the pitch, Vera Pauw's side are certainly underdogs, but it's a tag they relish. They're built to defend and frustrate, but with captain Katie McCabe and the fit again Denise O'Sullivan, they have enough talent to cause problems of their own. For Australia, Sam Kerr is the one to watch. It all kicks off at 8 p.m. in Sydney, that's 11 a.m. Irish time, and who knows, come the final whistle, Sydney could join Stuttgart, Genoa and New Jersey in the annals of Irish sporting history. Paul O'Flynn, RTE News in Sydney.
A new study from the ESRI has found that Ireland has one of the biggest gaps in home ownership between younger and older people in Western Europe. However, the research also revealed that housing here appears to be relatively affordable compared to other European countries. Kate Carolyn reports.
This economic and social research study found that nearly 80% of people over the age of 40 in Ireland own their own home, but just a third of adults under the age of 40 are homeowners. This gap between young and old homeowners is the second highest out of 15 European countries included in the research. Issues facing renters are also examined in the study, which found that households here do not, in general, have to spend a higher proportion of their income on housing than those in other parts of Europe. Just Norway, Denmark, Portugal, Austria and Sweden were found to have better average housing affordability. However, the analysis also revealed that higher earners here face greater rental costs than lower earners because they cannot avail of rental supports.
Wheat prices have risen sharply on global markets after Russia said it would treat ships heading for Ukrainian ports as potential military targets. Moscow pulled out of a deal this week that had guaranteed safe passage for grain shipments through the Black Sea. However, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said he would return to the grain agreement immediately if his demands were met.
We extended that deal over and over again, and while doing this, we showed miracles of endurance, patience and tolerance. We expected that our Western colleagues would finally start to fulfil the negotiated and approved parameters and terms. However, nothing of the sort happened. Taking into account all that, the grain deal in the form in which it existed lost all meaning. That's why we objected to the further extension.
Voters in England go to the polls today in three constituencies where Conservative MPs have resigned. The government of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is in danger of becoming the first in 55 years to lose three by-elections in one day. Our London correspondent, John Kilrain, reports.
Opinion polls suggest that Labour could win in the by-elections in London and Yorkshire, with the Liberal Democrats taking the Somerset contest. The closest race is in Boris Johnson's old constituency of Uxbridge and South Ruislip in northwest London. Labour is only 8 points ahead there in the opinion polls. That's because of local opposition to a new levy on older cars following the extension of the ultra-low emission zone, or ULEZ, by the Labour Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. In the Yorkshire constituency of Selby and Ainsty, Labour could manage a swing of nearly 18 points to gain the seat left vacant by the resignation of an ally of Mr Johnson, according to opinion polls. In Somerton and Frome in Somerset, the Liberal Democrats are poised to overturn a Conservative majority of more than 19,000. For Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, the loss of three seats would come on top of the loss of 1,000 council seats in the local elections. John Corain, RTÉ News, London.
A number of packages believed to contain cocaine, which were found washed up on the coast of County Donegal yesterday, are being analysed by Forensic Science Ireland. Gardaí were alerted to the discovery of a package at Bávalia Hiernon in Fonid, and a short time later, a similar second package was discovered at Tremore Beach in Dunfanaghy. Gardaí recovered both packages, and a technical examination has been taking place at both scenes. And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
A bright start for many this morning with sunny spells and scattered showers for the day. Highest temperatures ranging from 15 to 19 degrees in light or moderate northwest breezes, warmest in the southeast.